B'siyata Deshmaya, we're going to learn Erevin Daf Hey. We're going to start 6 lines from the bottom of Daf Dalad Omid Beis. We've learned in the previous sugya that a koira, that's the beam that goes across the entrance of a mavoi, which serves as a heker, as a sign, it serves possibly as a mechitza, as we've seen already. It has to be no higher than 20 amos off the base of the floor of the mavoi. Says the Gemara, Hoya gavoya me'esrim amah. What happens if this koira is too high? And he wants to minimize the height between the koira and the floor of the mavoi. What does he do? How much does he have to minimize it? Asks the Gemara, how much do you have to minimize it? As much as you have to, that it shouldn't be 20 amas high. How wide does the tikkun, does this fixing have to be? Now here the Gemara is not talking about when you lower the koira. Of course, if you lower the koira, you lower it as much as you have to, and then it's fine. We're talking here that the koira is there to stay. But the problem is the mavui is too low down. So we have to raise the mavui a little bit. How do you do that? By adding some bricks, by making a step, by putting some soil down. Whatever it is, you have to raise the base, the floor of the mavui. The question is, how much of the mavui do you have to raise? Is it enough just to raise just under the koira, which is a tefach? Or do we say that you have to raise it 4 tefachim into the mavui, even though the koira itself is only 1 tefach wide? But if you're raising the base of the mavui, you have to raise it for a depth of 4 tefachim into the mavui, has to be raised. How high it has to be raised, as long as it's not 20 amos to the, more than 20 amos to the koira. The question is how far into the mavui we have to raise. It's going to be machlekes. Rav Yosef Omar tefach. Rav Yosef says a tefach is enough. We'll soon see in a minute why. Abaye Omar arbo. Abaye says you need to make this step 4 tefachim into the mavui. Says the Gemara, leima b'hoka miflegi. Let's assume that this is the point of contention. This is the machlekes. Demando Omar tefach. Rav Yosef, who says that a tefach is enough, kosovar, he holds muta leishtamish tachas hakoira. And here there's a big fundamental question. Are you allowed to carry? We know that if there's an eruv, we're not talking now about the eruvin, but if there's an eruv in the mavoi, it's called shitufei mavois. We're going to discuss at length later on in the Masechta. And the mavoi's been fixed, which means a koira and or a lechi, as we've discussed, then you can carry freely in the eruv, in the mavoi, sorry. The question is, are you allowed to actually carry underneath the koira? Or do we say no? Since the koira serves as a heker, then you can't. Let's try and understand that. So we're assuming now, or we're taking on now, that this koira, the way it works is it works as if it's a mechitza, as if it's, so to say, telling us, till here is the mavui, not more. The question is, what does it mean, till here? Is it till the inner side of the mavui, or is it till the outer side of the mavui? For example, if the mavui is a tefach wide, the outermost, not the mavui, if the koira is a tefach wide, then the outermost part of that koira is flush with the Rishus HaRabim. The innermost edge of the koira is a tefach into the mavui. The question is, on that tefach of the mavui, which is under the koira, are you allowed to carry there as well or not? So if we assume, if we look at the edge of the koira and we look as if it's, so to speak, a wall that's being extended right down. So if you look at the inner edge as being the extension, then you cannot carry under the koira. If you look at the outer edge being the extension, then you can carry under the koira. So demand Omar tefach, Rav Yosef, who says that a tefach, to raise the mavui, a tefach is enough, he holds muta leishtamish tachas hakoira. He says it's the outer edge of the koira that, so to speak, gets extended, and therefore, under the koira itself, you can still carry. Since you can carry under the koira, you can use the mavui under the koira, then when I'm under the koira, there's less than 20 amos, because underneath the koira, that one tefach is now raised, and on this tefach that's raised, there isn't more than 20 amos from the base of the mavui till the koira, and therefore tefach is enough. Umanda Omar Bo, but the one who says that according to Abaya that this step has to be four tvachim into the mavui, he holds also l'shtamish tachas akeira. He says that underneath the keira you're never allowed to use the mavui. It's the inner edge which serves as the keira. Under the keira you're not allowed to use the mavui. So everybody agrees that you have to raise the mavui, the floor of the mavui. You have to raise it underneath the keira, because the halacha is the keira mustn't be more than 20 amos off the ground. The question is, if you're not allowed to carry in that tefach, then the keira is only going to serve as a reminder when you're using the mavui, when you're beyond the keira. So since that tefach is not enough, because you can't use the, you can never use the mavui under the keira, you have to extend it beyond. You have to extend it beyond that keira. And then when you're standing on the part of the raised mavui that's beyond the keira, then you can see the keira and it's less than 20 amos from you. So once we say that tefach is not enough, the next size up that we give significance to is four tefachim. Therefore Abaya says it needs to be four tefachim. Four tefachim into the mavui has to be the step. That's how we suggested to explain the machlekes with Yosef and Abaya. Says the Gemara, no, it could be the Kule Alma Kasabra Mutilish Tamish Tachas Akeira. It could be that Abaya agrees to Rav Yosef that you are allowed to use the Mavui under the Keira. It's the outer edge of the Keira that signals the end of the Mavui. So what's the argument? If you're allowed to use the Mavui under the Keira, why should Abaya say that you need to have the raise, the step in the Mavui to be four tefachim? It should be enough, as Rav Yosef said, to just have one tefach step. The arguing as follows. According to Rav Yosef says that the main part of the heter of the keira is the fact that you have a sign, a reminder. You come into the mavui, you see the beam. So that's what Rav Yosef holds. Rav Yosef says you come into the mavui, you're on this step, you see the beam, you have the reminder. One tefach is enough. Umar Sovar Koiro Mishum Mechitza. However, according to Abaya, Abaya says that the way that the Koiro works is as if this actually a wall extended right down. And if it's a wall extended down, and there's a halacha that this wall goes till 20 amos, a Koiro above 20 amos is possible, as we've seen. So you have the step, but there's a rule. And this is a rule across the board. A wall, a mechitza, a partition, will only ever be valid if the area it's partitioning is four tefachim, a minimum size of four tefachim. If it's less than four tefachim, it's insignificant. The partition is not called a partition. It's not called a mechitza. So if this wall is coming down, according to Yosef, the wall doesn't. We don't look at this koira as if it's a wall coming down. As long as you've got a sign, you've got the sign. According to Abaya, no, we assume that virtually this wall is extended down. If the wall is extended down, it has to be serving four tefachim. Therefore, the step has to be four tefachim. V'iboy seima, dekule alma keira mishum heker. It could be that even Abaya holds that keira is mishum heker. It's enough that it's a sign. We don't look at the keira as if it's a wall that's extended down. V'hocha beheker shel mato, here the machlekes is, do we say that the sign that you make on the floor of the mavui, which is the step that we're making, is that similar to the sign you make at the top of the mavui, which is the keira itself, and one tefach suffices? Or do we say no? Do we say that if you have to do anything to the base of the mavui to raise it, then it's not the same as the Koira, which is at the top of the mavui, and you need more. If you need more, as we said, the next significant size beyond the tefach is four tefachim. Mar sovar omrinon heker shel mato keheker shel malo. Rav Yosef holds that the sign that you make at the bottom raising the mavui is the same, has got the same definition, as the same properties as the sign on top. And therefore, tafach is enough. Umar sova lo yomrin on heker shel mato keheker shel mailo. And Abaya says that the sign you make underneath is not got the same definitions as the sign on top, and therefore you need your four tefachim. V'iboy seima, says the Gemara, another suggestion. De kule alma omrin on heker shel mato keheker shel mailo. Abaye agrees that the heker, the sign you make at the bottom of the movi, should be the same as the sign you make at the top of the movi. V'hocha b'gzeira shema yifchois k'miflegi. And here, there's a different issue. Here there's a problem that it could be that with time, when people are going to be walking on this step, then the step is going to get rubbed down. It's going to get lowered a little bit. And if it gets lowered, you're going to have, again, more than 20 amas to the koira. And therefore, a tefach is not enough. You need to have a step that's 4 tefachim wide. And that way, even though people are walking on it, it won't get rubbed down so much. And if it does get rubbed down, people will notice. Therefore, you need to have 4 tefachim. Continues the Gemara. Hoya pocho yisme asoro tefachim. What happens if the area between the height between the koira and the base of the movi was less than 10 tefachim? And we've already seen previously that it needs to be at least 10 tefachim gap between the floor of the movi and the koira. V'chokak boi la'ashlimoi. You dig underneath the koira, you dig into the ground in order to make that there should be 10 tefachim. Kamachoykak, how much do you have to dig? Says the Gemara, how much to dig? As much as you need till you get to 10 tefachim. What's the question? How much do you need? Says the Gemara, no. We know how deep you have to dig. The question is, how far into the movi do you have to dig in order to dig down that it should be 10 tefachim from the height of the koira? So Rav Yosef says, Rav Yosef says you need 4 tefachim. 4 tefachim from the outer edge of the koira into the movi, 4 tefachim, that's how far you have to dig. Abaye says that 4 tefachim is not enough. Ba'arba amois, you actually need 4 amois into the movi, has to be dug down. So asks the Gemara, Lema, b'der Rav Ami v'Rav Asi k'mifligi. Are they arguing as to whether we hold of what Rav Ami and Rav Asi said? De itmar, what did they say? Movi shenifratz mitzidoi klapei roishoi. What happens if you have an alleyway? A typical alleyway, you have an entrance on one side and then you have a wall on the right, a wall on the left. And if it's a movi, which is sosum, it's closed, then you have a wall at the end. And off the sides and off the end, off the three walls, you have entrances into chatzeiros, into courtyards. And in each courtyard, you've got the entrance of a couple of batim, at least 2 batim. So if you've got this alleyway, and let's say that in this alleyway, there's only entrances to the chotza on the left wall and the far wall. On the right-hand side, let's say it's just a wall, for argument's sake. It's just a straight wall, no entrances. And that wall got broken, there's a breach in that wall. Is the movoy, are you still allowed to carry in the movoy? Because based on the fact that the entrance to the movoy, which is where you come into the movoy, you've got a koira there, then you've got the tikkun of the movi, you've fixed the movi, so you can carry them. Or does the fact that there's a breach in one of the walls say that something's gone wrong here? So the Gemara says, Itmar mishmeid Rav Ami v'Rav Asi, im yesh shom pas arbo matir, bepiritza ad eser. So it's like this. If as soon as you come into the movi, you have 4 tefachim, that means the wall on the right, which is the broken wall, the breached wall. If you have 4 tefachim that are not breached, which means from the koira and in, you have 4 tefachim wall, then if the wall is broken, then you've got till 10 amos. Till 10 amos break, a breach is called a pesach. It's called a pesach. It doesn't make the movi possible. Imlav, dal pirta ad eser, v'imlav, if you haven't got a 4 tefachim wall, which is still upright, immediately under and beyond the koira, then pochis mishloisha matir, shloisha einu matir. Then we have the rules of lavud. If the break itself is less than 3 tefachim, then we disregard that break, we just assume it's closed. If, however, that break in that wall is 3 tefachim or more, then it's called that the wall is a broken wall because you don't have a movi. You don't have a movi here because the movi, which has the tikkun, more accurately, the tikkun of the movi, the koira, didn't happen to a movi that exists because a movi is surrounded by 3 walls. And over here, as soon as you come into the movi, there's a breakage in one of the walls. That's what Rav Ami and Rav Asi says. So can we assume that the very fact that Rav Ami and Rav Asi said that if I have four tfachim without that breakage, then the movi is a kosher movi. The kaira is a kosher tikkun. And then we can use the rules of Pesach as long as the breach is not more than 10 amos. So you see that he holds 10 tfachim, like Rav Yosef. Can we assume that according to Abaya, Rav Ami and Rav Asi should have said that you need to have four amos before you have the breach, in order that the kaira that is fixing this movi, that's allowing you to carry in the movi, is actually fixing a four amos of movi, which has walls, and then after that you can have the breach. And the fact that Rav Ami Rav Asi said you need only four tfachim, that would seem to be following just what Rav Yosef says, not what Abaya said. That's what the Gemara is asking. Rav Yosef is leader of Ami. We know Rav Yosef follows Rav Ami. It makes a lot of sense. Rav Yosef said that when you dig into the movi to make it four tfachim, you need to dig it four tfachim, because that's as much as called a kosher movi. And you see Rav Ami Rav Asi said the same thing, four tfachim without a breach, and then it doesn't matter if the wall is broken. La Abaya, less leader Rav Ami. But it seems that Abaya is arguing with Rav Ami. Omar lecho Abaya. Abaya is going to answer no. There's a fundamental difference between the case that Rav Ami and Rav Asi were talking about and the case that we're talking about here with digging the movi. In the case of digging the movi, all the while you don't dig, if it's less than 10 tvachim, you do not have a movi, period. You don't have a movi. It's too small. It's too short. So you're creating a movi. To create a movi, you need to have four amos. In the case of Rav Ami and Rav Asi, you had a movi. Everything is okay. The question is, to destroy the movi, to say that it's no longer a kosher movi, there's no longer a kosher tikkun, how much do you need? For that Abaya will say, for that Rav Ami Rav Asi, Abaya will agree to Rav Ami and Rav Asi that four tfachim is enough. All the while that four tfachim remained of this kosher movi, the movi remains kosher. Omelech Abaya, hosom soif movi. Over there, in the case of Rav Ami Rav Asi, we're talking about the movi already exists. Hocha, but in the case of digging, tchilas movi, I'm creating a movi for the first time. Yi'ika arba amis in iloy loy. That's why we need a much larger shiur. That's why we need to dig a full four amis in order for it to be called a kosher movi, a kosher tikkun. Omar Abaya, minoa minolo. Now Abaya is going to prove what's my source that when you're creating a movi and you have to dig down, that four tfachim is not enough. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa, ein movi nitar belechi v'koira. The fact that you can fix a movi, the fact that you're allowed to carry in a movi, providing that there's either a lechi or a koira, is only achiyu batim v'chatzeiros psuchin l'soichoi. The definition of a movi is that in the movi, in this alleyway, you've got at least two exits or entrances into a chotzer, or into a courtyard, and each courtyard has at least two homes that it's serving. And that's the definition of a movi. V'ibedaleds, so now Abaya is saying, let's try and just make a basic calculation. If a movi, if the definition of a movi is four tvachim, which is what it seems from Rav Yosef, four tvachim is called a movi. If a movi is four tvachim, and we know that the minimum width of a door is always four tvachim, there's no door less than four tvachim, and there's no door without a door frame, without some posts on the sides to define the door. How are you ever going to get, if you have a movi that's four tvachim, how are you ever, let's say it's 4x4, how are you ever going to get two entrances from that movi into a chatzeres? It's not possible, because if the whole movi is only four tvachim, where are your doors going? The door itself, let's assume you want to have a door on the right, a door on the left, then, but the whole right and left hand wall is only four tvachim. If you make an entrance of four tvachim there, you've got no definition, you've got no doorway, and how are you ever going to have a movi? If dalet tvachim is the minimum size of a movi, how are you going to have two doors? Are you going to say, are you going to say that the four tefachim that we're talking, that Rav Yosef is talking about, is the four tefachim long of the Mavui. But how wide is the entrance of the Mavui? It can be as wide as it wants. So maybe the Mavui, the entrance of the Mavui, let's say is 8 or 9 tefachim wide, and just 4 tefachim long. And then on the in front of you, on the very long part of the Mavui, which is the widest part of the Mavui, there you can have 2 entrances. There's enough space there for as many entrances as you need. V'homer of Nachman. Rav Nachman says that can't be. Noktinon, we have a tradition that Ezu Mavui Shaniter Belechi V'Koira, another condition of what type of a Mavui allows you to carry in it, providing you have either a Lechi or a Koira, is Kol She'orkoi Yeser Al Rochboi. It must be that the length of the Mavui is more than the width of the Mavui. So over here, if we're talking about the length of the Mavui being 4 tefachim, then it cannot be, or let's say 4 tefachim and a bit, Tosfos says, according to Yosef, it must be 4 tefachim and a little bit. So you've got 4 tefachim and a bit is the length. So the width cannot be more than that. Cannot be more than 4 tefachim. So if you have 4 tefachim width and just a drop more than 4 tefachim in the length, the question comes back, how are you ever going to put 2 doors there? And of each door being 4 tefachim. Besides the fact that this is the continuation of what Rav Nachman says, that besides the fact that you need to have in every Mavui, has to have chatzeres and batim, it also has to be that it's longer than it's wide. And that's why Abaya says from here, it's clear to me that it's not possible to have a kosher Mavui which is just 4 tefachim long. Rav Yosef, how's Rav Yosef going to answer Abaya? Says Rav Yosef, the posach le bekeren zovis. If you cut a corner, if you have a square of 4 by 4, 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, it's true that you cannot make a doorway in the right and still have a doorway because it's only 4 tefachim, or the left. But if you cut a corner diagonally, you can get a diagonal of 4 tefachim on each corner, the far right corner, the far left corner. You can diagonally cut those corners and have a pesach of 4 tefachim going into a chotzer. Exactly how these measurements work is something which Tosfos discuss and others discuss. We don't need to go into the mathematics of it, but that's what the Rav Yosef is saying. Omer Abaya, Minoa Minelo. So I, Abaya, have shown you that 4 tefachim, in my opinion, says Abaya, is not enough. It must be that a Mavui has to be longer than 4 tefachim. But I didn't yet bring you a proof that it has to be 4 amos. It could be that 5 tefachim is enough, and then you can have a door on the right and a door on the left, or 5 tefachim, or a 4 tefachim door in a 5 tefachim wall. That works. So Abaya said, I'm going to bring you proof that the length of a Mavui has to be at least 4 amos, which is what Abaya said. Abaya said that if you're digging into a Mavui to create this Mavui, you have to dig it a length of 4 amos. Where's proof to that? The Omar Romi Bar Choma, Omar of Huna. Lechi haboilet midoifnoi shel Mavui, as follows. So what are we talking about here? So let's again take a typical Mavui. A Mavui is got, you walk into the Mavui, let's say it's totally open on the entrance, the part, the side of the Mavui you come into the Mavui is totally open. You've got a wall on the right, a wall on the left, and a wall at the end of you, the far wall, and off these 3 walls you have entrances into chatzeres, and each chatzah has entrances into batim. But you're coming in to, and so if you're standing in the Rosh HaSarabim facing the Mavui, what do you see? You see on the right of you, flash with the Rosh HaSarabim a wall. On the left of you, flash with the Rosh HaSarabim a wall. And then there's an opening in this wall of the Rosh HaSarabim. And that's your alleyway. And that's the Mavui we're discussing. And typically what we've been talking about till now is that the wall of the Rosh HaSarabim, flash with the Rosh HaSarabim on the right of the Mavui and the left of the Mavui, ends exactly flush with the right-hand wall and the left-hand wall of the Mavui. That means it's a right-angled wall. Follows along the Rosh HaSarabim, then the wall stops, and then makes a 90-degree turn, and then that's the wall of the right-hand wall of the Mavui, and the same on the left. What happens if that's not the case? What happens if the wall of the Rosh HaSarabim, flush with the Rosh HaSarabim, continues beyond the width of the Mavui? For example, if your Mavui is 8 amos wide and you've got a wall of the Rosh HaSarabim continuing halfway into this Mavui, For example, the right-hand wall of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, flesh of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, continues beyond the entrance of the Mavui, 4 amos. Now, the left-hand side of the Mavui, that's where you go in. There's a 4 amos entrance in. And then once you're in, you suddenly realize the Mavui is 8 amos wide because it continues beyond the wall that extended from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. The question is, if that extension of the wall that was flesh with the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, which is now making up the part of the fourth wall of the Mavui, not only do you have a wall on the right of the Mavui, not only do you have one on the left and ahead of you, also on the wall where you come in is partially walled by this wall that comes in from, that's continuing from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. The question is this protrusion, this wall that's continuing beyond the width, the entrance of the Mavui, can that extension actually serve as a lechi? Because in every other Mavui, where you don't have any definition where you come into the Mavui, it's just, so to speak, a breach. It's an opening. It's totally opened to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So we say, put a post on the side called a lechi, or a koira on top, a beam on top, and then you have your sign, you have your tikkun, you have your fix. Over here, where the edge, the opening of the Mavui is not totally open, you've got the wall that's from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim that's continuing beyond part of the entranceway of the Rosh Hashanah, of the Mavui. Can that serve as a lechi? And then I don't need another lechi, or not? That's what we're discussing here. To Omar Rami Bar Chom Omar Rav Huna, lechi haboilet mi doifnoi shel Mavui. If this wall, which is serving as a lechi, is boilet, is protruding into the entranceway of the Mavui, pochis mi arba amis, if it's less than 4 amis, then nidoin mishum lechi, then you can consider it as a lechi. You don't need to do any other fix. Ve'ein tzorech lechi achir la'atira, you do not need another lechi in order to allow you to carry in the Mavui. And this is a chiddush, because that wall was not made with the intentions of being a lechi. It's just a continuation of the wall. It just happens to be that the opening into the Mavui is not as wide as the Mavui itself is. But nonetheless, it serves as a lechi, and you don't need to do anything else. Dalad amis, if that wall protrudes into the entrance of the Mavui, the opening of the Mavui, 4 amis, then nidoin mishum Mavui. These are the words that we need here. Then 4 amis is considered a Mavui. It's not considered as a lechi, but tzorich lechi achir lahatira. You need another lechi beyond this wall. You need to put a lechi, either, we'll soon see where, but you have to put a lechi, and in order to allow you to carry in the Mavui. So Abaye says, you see from here, that 4 amos is nidoin mishum Mavui, even though here we're talking about the width of the Mavui, because the wall of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is continuing into the width of the Mavui. Nonetheless, the fact that that Rami Bar Choma called it nidoin mishum Mavui, you see that 4 amos, that is the definition of Mavui. Says Abaye, from here I have a source that the length of a Mavui has to be a minimum of 4 amos. Rav Yosef, how's Rav Yosef going to explain that? So Rav Yosef says that the length of a Mavui doesn't have to be more than 4 tvachim. So what does it mean that this wall of 4 amos is nidoin mishum Mavui? Says le'afukei mitayras lechi. It doesn't mean 4 amos is what always defines a Mavui. No, it just means that it's not anymore considered a lechi, a post. It's considered the wall of a Mavui. And beyond the wall of the Mavui, you need to put a lechi. But it's not coming to tell me that this is the definition of a Mavui. Ad deka arba amos lemehev Mavui. And that's what Rav Yosef says. Lafuke mitoiras lechi. To say that it's no longer called a lechi is ad deka arba amos. As long as this protrusion is less than 4 amos, it's still considered a post, a lechi. Lemehev Mavui, but in order to create a Mavui, how long a Mavui has to be? Afilu barba tvachim nami have a Mavui. Even 4 tvachim is considered a Mavui. Continues the Gemara Gufa. Omar Rami Bar Choma Omar Rav Huna. We're going back to this halacha that we just saw now. Lechi haboilet midoifnei shel Mavui. This protrusion, this, so to speak, a wall as a post, but this wall that continued from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim beyond the width of the Mavui, and it's now making up part of the entranceway of the Mavui, is now closed with this wall that's extended from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Lechi haboilet midoifnei shel Mavui. Pachos mi'arba amos, as long as it's not covering, it's not enclosing the movi for amos, nidoin mishum lechi, it has the definition of a post, and it's enough of a sign that, and one is allowed to carry in the movi. Ve'ein tzorich lechi acher latira, you do not need another lechi. Dalad amos, if that wall, however, is protruding beyond the entranceway of the movi for amos, nidoin mishum movi, v'tzorich lechi acher latira, you need another lechi in order to act as to serve as a sign for the people in the movi, and only then they can carry in the movi. Asks the Gemara, Oisei lechi heichon ma'amidoi. Let's assume that wall that's covering the entrance of the Movui is 4 amis, and you need another lechi. Where are you going to put this lechi? Ida moiki lo ba'adei, if you're going to just add a lechi onto this continuation of this wall, then oisufu hudu kamoisif alei, what have you gained? All you've done is made this wall protrude even further. A regular Movui, where you have the walls of the right-hand wall of the Movui is flush till the Rosh Hashanah, right angled with the Rosh Hashanah, and the left-hand wall of the Movui is right angled to the Rosh Hashanah. You put a post there, that post serves as a sign. But if part of the entranceway is a wall, and it's 4 amos, this wall, and this 4 amos doesn't serve as a post because it just looks like part of the enclosure of the Movui, not that it's a sign to tell you to stop and you can no longer carry, because beyond this is Rosh Hashanah. That's what we said before. If this wall is 4 amis, it's not a lechi, it's just a wall of the Movui. So just extending that wall a bit more by adding another post, what have you gained? Why will that become more of a sign than the wall itself is? Omer of Papa. So Rav Papa says, the moiki lo le'idoch gisa. We're talking about if you're putting the lechi on the other side. For example, if you're facing the Movui, and it's the right-hand side of the Movi, the wall which is flush with the Rosh Hashanah, is continuing beyond the entranceway of the Movi for Amis, then, and that now becomes a wall for the inside of the Movi, then you don't put the Lechi on that wall itself. As we just said now, you don't gain anything. You put on the other wall, because the left-hand wall of the Movi is right-angled with the Rosh Hashanah. So if you put a Lechi there, it serves as a post, it serves as a sign, and that's a kosher lechi. That's how Rav Papa solved this. Rav Huna b'Rei de Yeshua Amar, afilu teima d'moiki lo b'hadei. It could be you can attach the lechi onto this wall, and nonetheless, it will not just be a mere extension of this wall and not serve as a sign. No, de matfi bei oy de matvzer bei. As long as this lechi is not identical to the wall, it's not the same width and the same height as the wall. It's either higher than the wall, or lower than the wall, or thinner than the wall, or thicker than the wall. As long as it's not the same, then it will act as a sign. If it's the same, if it's exactly the same dimensions as the wall, and you just continue it, then the Gemara said before, that's not a lechi, that's just a further extension of that wall. But if you do something different, that people notice, this is a sign, this is not an extension of the wall, then that will fix the air of the Movui, and you can carry in the Movui. Continues the Gemara. Omar of Huna Breder of Yeshua, Loi Omron Elo B'movui Shmoino. This halacha that we've just seen now, that if you've got a wall, the fourth wall, that means the opening of the Movui is not completely open, it's partially walled in, that if you have 4 amos, if the wall that's closing in the entranceway is 4 amos, then you need another lechi, as we saw before. That's only true if the width of the entire Movui is at least 8 amos wide. Aval Movui Shiva, if the whole Movui is only 7 amos wide, and you've got this wall coming in 4 amos, then you don't need any more lechi. Nitar ba'oimid meruba ala porot. There's another halacha. If the majority of the entranceway is actually enclosed, you don't need to have the lechi there. And then even if it's 4 amos, and that 4 amos is not a lechi, I still don't need to put another lechi, because I've got a majority of this wall is closed. And where do we know that you can use oimid meruba ala poret over here by Movui? The kalvachoyme mechotzer. It's a kalvachoyme from the halachas of a chotzer. Uma chotzer she'eino niteres belechi v'koira. If you have a chotzer that is flush with a Rosh Hashanah, till now we've been discussing a Movui. If you have an alleyway coming off the Rosh Hashanah, and off each alleyway you have chatzeres then we've learned how to fix the movui. Lechi, kaira. What happens if you don't have an alleyway? You just have a courtyard that's coming straight onto the Roshot HaRabim. There you need, it's not enough to have just a kaira or just a lechi, because the usages of a chotzer are much more than the usages of a movui, and therefore the risks of carrying in the Roshot HaRabim much greater. So by chotzer you need to have pas arbo, you need to have a board of four tvachim, but we're not learning those halachas now. But what we see here is that a chotzer where kaira and lechi do not suffice, and nonetheless, niteres ba'omid meruba laporot. If most of the wall of the chotzer is enclosed, then you're allowed to carry in that chotzer. Movui shenitzer belechi v'kaira, a movui, an alleyway, which is even easier than a chotzer to fix to allow you to carry. It's even enough to have just a lechi, just a kaira. So of course, anything that would allow one to carry in a chotzer would also allow one to carry in a movui. And in a chotzer, we saw that there's a concept of porots merubala, of oimid merubala porots. If most of the wall, the entranceway is enclosed, then one can carry in there. So obviously, the same will apply with mavui, that oimid merubah laporot will be enough. Einoidin shenitar ba'oimid merubah laporot. Of course, in a mavui, you'll be able to use this concept of oimid merubah laporot. Says the Gemara, I understand that in Hilchus, Kaira and Lechi, it's easier to make a mavui fixed than a chotzer. Chotzer, you cannot use Kaira or Lechi. In a mavui, you can. However, there's another halacha in chotzer that could be a game changer. Ma lechotzer shekein pirtzoso be'eser, toimer b'movui shepirtzoso ba'arba. It says you can't bring proof from chotzer, because by chotzer there's a certain leniency. It's true that there's a stringency there that you cannot use kaira v'lechi, but there's a certain stringency there, and that is, there's a certain leniency, sorry, there's a leniency there that an opening in the wall of a chotzer, it can be up to 10 amos, and it's just called a pesach. It's not called a breach, and you can still carry in the chotzer. However, in a mavui, an opening that's more than 4 tvachim is not called a pesach, a doorway. It's called a breach, and the mavui will become posel. So you see that there's something about mavui which is harder to remain kosher than a chotzer. So if so, maybe oimid meruba laporot will only work in chotzer, will not work with a mavui. Says the, and that's contrary to what Rav Huna said in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, that Oimid Merubah Laporot does work with Mavui. Answers the Gemara Kasova, Rav Huna braid Rabbi Yeshua, Mavui Nami Pirtzosei Be'eser. You're right. According to those who say that a Mavui has a certain stringency over Chotzer, with as to how wide the opening can be, in order that it's still considered just a Pesach and not a breach, then it's true, you wouldn't be able to use Oimid Merubah Laporot. But if you hold, and that's what we have to assume Rav Huna b'Rabbi Yeshua holds, that there's no difference between Chotzer and Mavui. And in Mavui also, a breach up to 10 amos is considered a Pesach, in which case a Mavui is not more stringent in any way than a Chotzer. And if so, you can learn Oimid Merubah Laporot from Chotzer to Mavui. Says the Gemara, Leman ka omrinon l'Rav Huna. This quote of Rav Huna b'Rei de Yeshua, Loi omron ela b'movui b'shmoina. What are we talking about here? We're talking about this case where you have the wall of the Roshos HaRabim coming and enclosing the fourth side of the movui with a wall. And we said that if that fourth side is Oimid Merubah Laporot, then Rav Huna said in the name of the son of Rabbi Yeshua said that Oimid Merubah Laporot works. How did we get into this sugya? We started this sugya on Omid Aleph. Omer Rami Bar Choma, Omer Rav Huna. It was Rami Bar Choma who said in the name of Rav Huna that a wall that's protruding from the Roshos HaRabim into the fourth side of the Mavui, then if that wall protrudes less than 4 amos, that wall itself serves as a lechi, and if not, you need a lechi. And on that din of Rav Huna, Rav Huna b'Rei de Rav Yeshua commented that if that wall is covering most of the fourth side, it's Oimid Merubah Laporot. That means he's coming to explain and to make a limitation or to explain Rav Huna. And who, so we're in Rav Huna. And Rav Huna, how much does he say, is how wide is a breakage in a mavu you're allowed to be. V'harav Huna, it's going to be Rav Huna on Davov Amad Aleph that's going to say Piritzosoi Bedalad Svirale, that in a mavui, if you have a breakage of just four tfachim, it already invalidates the mavui. If so, if Rav Huna holds that a mavui, the breakage of just four tfachim already invalidates the mavui, then there is a stringency of mavui over chotza, because in chotza everybody agrees 10 amos is still considered a pesach. If so, and if Rav Huna holds that mavui is more stringent, then you cannot learn that oimid merubah laparot will work. So it comes back to the question, you Rav Huna b'reid Rabbi Yeshua, how can you take it for granted that oimid merubah laparot works here when you're explaining Rav Huna, and Rav Huna himself says that there's a certain stringency by mavui over chotza? Says the Gemara, Rav Huna b'reid Rabbi Yeshua, Talmud d'nafshei k'omar. Rav Huna b'reid Rabbi Yeshua was not actually coming to explain Rav Huna. It could be that according to Rav Huna, you don't say oimid merubah laparot, because you cannot learn from chotza, because there's a chumra by mavui over chotza, regarding how wide that breach is allowed to be. But I, Rav Huna b'reid Rabbi Yeshua, I assume, I'm holding that the breach in a mavui has the same halacha says the breach in a chotza, and therefore I can learn oimid merubah laparot from chotza to mavui, and therefore I say that if this wall that Rav Huna was talking about is covering most of the entrance of the mavui, then you don't need anything else to be misakin it, you can carry in the mavui. Continues the Gemara, Rav Ashi Omar, Rav Ashi is now going to argue with Rav Huna b'reid Rabbi Yeshua. What did Rav Huna b'reid Rabbi Yeshua say? He said that if the mavui is 7 amos wide and this wall is coming in 4 amos, you have oimid merubah laparot, you don't need anything else to be misakin the mavui. But if it's 8 amos, if the mavui is 8 amos and this wall is 4 amos, you haven't got roiv, you don't have a majority of oimid of a wall, and therefore you don't say oimid merubah laparot, that the wall part overrides the open part. Rav Ashi says no. He says even if the mavui is exactly 8, if the mavui is 10 and you have this wall of 4, of course it's not oimid merubah laparot, because most of it is porot. You have 6 amos, if you have 10 amos wide and this wall is 4 amos, you have another 6 amos that's open. But if you have exactly 8, if you have this wall is exactly 4 amos and the width of the mavui is exactly 8, Rav Ashi says even there the mavui is kosher to carry in and you don't need any other tikkun. Why? Afilu teima b'mavui shmoino nami lo tzorich lechi. Monavshach. He says it's very, very difficult for a person to be so particular on the millimeter, to get it exactly right. I oimed nofish nitar b'oimed merubah laparot. I porot nofish nidoin mishum lechi. He says this mavui we assume is exactly 8 amos. But this person now built a wall there, the continuation of the wall from the Rishus HaRabim. To say if this wall is exactly 4 amos, then we'd have an issue. It's not oimed merubah laparot. If this wall is a tiny bit longer than 4 amos, then it's oimed merubah laparot. If it's a tiny bit less than 4 amos, it is of its own right a lechi. So the only issue would be if it's exactly 4 amos. If it's exactly 4 amos, people can't do things exactly. So that's what he says. Oimed nofish, if it's going to be a drop more than 4 amos, niter ba'oimed merubah laparot. You have oimed merubah laparot, and then you don't need a lechi. V'i porot nofish, if it's a drop less than 4 amos, which means that the opening is going to be more than the size of the closure, but the closure is less than 4 amos, nidan mishum lechi, then that itself will be a lechi. My omras, what do you want to say that it should be osur, if it's exactly 8 amos, if the mavi is exactly 8 amos wide, it should be osur, because maybe the shavu tarvayu ki adodi, you're going to say maybe it's exactly 4 amos. So it's too big to be a mavui, and it's not big enough to be oimid merubah laparot. It's too big to be a lechi. It's too big to be a lechi because it's 4 amos, and it's not big enough to be oimid merubah laparot because in order to have oimid merubah, it needs to be more than 4. And therefore, you should need a lechi. Says the Gemara, no. Havi le sofik devreim, Rav Ashi says that it's a sofik. to be able to get it exactly right, you're never going to really have a way of checking it, and it's going to be a suffix. You have a doubt. Maybe it's exactly four. It's a suffix, divrem, it's a suffix in derabbanan, because this whole sugyas of fixing a mavui is only a rabbinical requirement. But suffix, divrem, and hakel, we have the good old rule that a suffix, when you have a doubt in halachas of derabbanan, you can be makel. Therefore, Rav Ashi says that if you have a mavui that's exactly 8 amas, and you have a wall that's coming to approximately 4 amas, whatever way you look at it, you'll be able to carry in this mavui without needing another lechi. And in Mirtz Hashem, in the next shiur, we're going to continue from here.